No, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. Boom! One more time. Boom!
Welcome to The Very Essentials. On today's show, we are joined by Tyson Anderson, special teams ace from the Cincinnati Bengals, as we tap into his third season in the league. What's happening, Prez?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. We back on here with our brother, man. This is the trilogy, the third time we had our brother on this show. And listen, audience, ain't no more of that friend stuff. This man is a brother. He ain't officially been on this show more than anybody else has been on this show. How you doing, bro?
I'm solid, man. You know, I'm blessed, man. I can't complain, man. God continue to pour down blessings, and I'm just trying to spread his word and keep it pushing and staying strong throughout my NFL career. So I'm good. Fam good. Everybody good. I can't complain out here.
Man, you looking good, man. What you been doing over there, man? I'm looking at the shoulders, bro. What's up? What you doing?
Oh, hey, we getting to it. I took a few weeks off in the off season, but I was back training to February 1st. It's a big year for me. It's a big moments for my career, for my family. I'm taking full advantage of all of it. So I've been getting it in. I ain't gonna lie.
Contract year on deck.
Oh yeah, it's the one. Yeah, for real. It's time to go.
Yeah, man. The price of the brick and going up.
you gotta keep rising, man. Once you're playing good. So hopefully God keep me safe out there and I to keep playing at a high level and to add more stuff to my tool bag and keep it going for real.
So I know in the open, we definitely labeled you a special teams ace, and I know that's the tag that's been put out there. For sure. But I know you're trying to put a bigger footprint on yourself in the league, man. Just can you talk to us about just kind of some of your goals and stuff for yourself this offseason?
No, yeah. So obviously, I mean, I take pride in my role, for real. On every team, you gotta you for me find your niche. And with special teams, I for sure found my niche, but it's not something that I just want to hang my head on. It's not something that I'm just like, it's my ultimate goal for myself. When I came to this league, I wanted to be, for sure, I did know I wanted to be a special teams ace to be able to make the bus. That's how you get on the field. You lock in on special teams, you're on the field. Now you're on the field, you got to do more than that to stay out there to create a role for yourself on defense. And that's the mindset that I'm attacking this offseason with for real. Cause I know I'm a dog on special teams. I know I'm trying to be one of the best special teams players in the league, and I'm getting game from a lot of the special teams legends in the game right now, for real. And they've been putting me on game a lot this offseason. So yeah, I'm just trying to take it deeper than just special teams. So I want more out of this. I want more out of this.
Well, this is the thing, man. You led the team in tackles from your gunner position the last 2 years. Can you just talk to us just about some of that mindset and just kind of what goes into just how you've been able to do that and also to recover from your injury that you had as well?
No, yeah, that gunner position, man, I'm just blessed that my coach moved me to that position, because that's not a position that I started playing in my NFL career. My coach came to my coach and asked him, we had a discussion about where he saw me, where I saw myself, and then he allowed me to just go practice the position. Who knew? Who would have thought just going to practice the position would have turned out to shit 2 years later? I mean, leading the team in special teams tackles, leading to, I think I'm the top leader in tackles in the whole league. I think I don't be looking at my stats too crazy, but a few people done told me that. So it's crazy to see that discussion led to all this for real. So you just got to have that confidence and belief in yourself to be willing to talk about your pros and cons of your game and find ways to master your pros and bring some of your weaknesses up to a strength for real. And that's kind of been my mentality for the last couple of years.
So I saw that you got the week 6 game ball for some of your punt coverage last year, man. Talk to us about that moment.
Oh man, that moment was sweet. I got the jersey up around the corner for real. So that moment was dope though. It's just cool being recognized by your teammates for real, and your organization, your head coach, you feel me? A lot of times, you feel me, especially as a special teams player, you feel like your big plays that you make not as big as the Jamar Chase touchdown, the the Geno Stone pick. So when you get, you for me, highlighted in front of a team like that for special teams plays and changing the field position and finding little ways to help us win for real. So it was for sure a cool moment for real. Probably one of my favorite moments since I've been in the league for real. Top three for sure.
I was gonna say, because you had them pick sixes now.
Yeah, that's up there. Come on now. I ain't forgot about that. We ain't forgot about that for sure. Yeah, we ain't gonna forgot about that for sure.
So I do want to ask, you mentioned the respect of your teammates and obviously getting that game ball from being a special teamer. I'm not trying to like minimize that, but that doesn't happen often, right? And you mentioned it, man. You got guys like Chase and Burrow and T. I mean, we don't have to go into all that detail, but that's a big deal. So when I see that you got the Ed Block Award, and I know that that's something that your teammates and the coaching staff has to nominate you for. Oh, the silver helmet is here.
Come on, man.
Hell
Shout
yeah.
out to
Hell
the
yeah.
Heritage Award, man. It was a blessing to go down there and accept the award with my pops for real, for real. He one of the main reasons why I'm as courageous and being able to persevere how I am and being able to always stand on my own too and always be a leader and always be just an inspiration to everybody for real, for real. So yeah, that's a big time award. I have fun down there in Baltimore.
I was gonna say, man, who did you get the chance to, have any good conversations with people? Because you know how those events are, endless networking. Is there any like conversation you had that you was like, man, that was memorable?
Match. The biggest thing that I would say memorable, man, going to those Courage Houses down there for real and spending time with some unfortunate kids that went through a lot of stuff just like to me and you have us all us three have, but to hear some of their stories and hear how they persevere through stuff, it's like, bro, how could I complain about certain things that happened in my life when it's little girls and little boys out here who really don't got a place to go home to, gotta stay here all the time, gotta be not around no family, got real unfortunate situations. So that was for sure one of the moment that'll stick with me for sure forever. Just going to those Courage Houses, that Courage House, and spending time with those kids for a few hours, kicking the ball, watching them slowly open up to us because they used to people coming in out of their life and they not really too open to start the day. But by the time you get them to the end, I'm watching my dad throw balls to kids. I'm watching them do push-ups. I'm watching them work out. I'm watching the kids interact with us, want autographs, really vibing with us for real. So that was the most powerful moment for me there for real.
And you touched on something that I think is like real, man. These kids have people coming in and out, and a lot of times, man, people don't be in it for the right reasons, right? And so I feel like for you, man, you always been the type of person that's always show love to everybody, not just me and Al here, but man, I talk to media members, bro, there in Cincinnati, man. Dude, everyone says the same thing about you, bro. You're accommodating. You're willing to talk to people, man. Even if you're having a bad day, nobody could probably feel that because, man, your attitude is infectious, man. And I respect that you gave props to your father, man, in that moment because I see that helmet over there shining. But that's an example of your dedication, and I love the fact that you took the time to at least, give some props to your pops, man, and the people that before you that kind of helped you get to this place.
No, yeah, that's just how I was raised for real, how I'm always be, how I'm gonna raise my daughter to be. You always gotta, you feel me, have respect for your OGs, the ones that came before you. It's a lot of knowledge that they got for us. It's a lot of, and that's any profession, whether you should a streamer, a doctor, if you're not respecting your OGs that came before you and learning something from them, so you ain't gotta bump your head at a certain spot that they bump their head at just off a conversation. You can take it a little bit further, and that's what I'm on. I'm trying to go deep. I'm trying to go deep. Yeah, she about to be two. We got a
Oh yeah.
birthday coming up very soon this weekend. So we turn.
Girl dad.
Yeah,
Girl dad.
real, real.
That's what's up, man. Hey, congratulations. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I appreciate that for sure.
Man, he got even more of a why.
Oh, great. Exactly.
She was my daughter. My first game that my daughter came to. So guess what happened that game?
Oh, you probably showed out.
Two picks in Green Bay.
Whoa, see, now we see. Now we
Yeah,
see.
you feel me? Two picks Green Bay for sure.
I'm sure Coach Zach and be like, man, she need to be in all these games now going
Yeah,
forward.
that's what I be saying. Coach Zach ain't gotta say it. I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
Well, man, I appreciate that. Hey, that's a blessing, man. How Nana doing?
Oh, she good. Nana good. She had a minor back surgery couple months ago, but she already back walking around the park, back sending pictures, back sending me selfies of her at the park. So everybody, she great now. She great for sure. She just loved me for me, and she just loved the man that I'm growing into and the man that I'm becoming in him for real, for real.
We talked last year about your young buck, man, Kenyon, man. I just wanted to get your thoughts, man, on just that rookie season he had, man. I mean, obviously, probably not a surprise to you, man, but he just tore it up.
No, it wasn't a surprise to me at all. I knew what the Eagles was, whoever was gonna get him, but I knew whoever was gonna get him was he was gonna be a dog, 'cause he learned from dogs and he learned from people, and he never backed down from nothing, ever. From the moment I met him, never backed down from nothing, nobody. And he took that same work ethic, that same consistency, that same approach to the league, and to he's strapping the best of them. And he won a Super Bowl on top of that.
Year one.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had to text him. I'm like, bro, how do it feel though, bro? Like, you really like, because I was always wondering, like, who's gonna be the first Rocket to, you for me, win the Super Bowl? Like, who's gonna be it? Like, I'm like, and then for him to come in off one and go that, and then be CB1 on the team and doing with all the things he's doing and the production that he having and stuff like that, man. It couldn't happen to a more hardworking dude for real, for real, and a good humble kid for real, for real. So he the truth, my dog Q, for sure.
Coach Parker, man, we cover the Illini, man, and that
Okay, yeah.
dude, Ray, he's infectious, man. And when I heard that he was coming over to Illinois, and I thought about you, I thought about, man, some of them secondary cats y'all had. I was like, boy, Illinois Nation don't even know what they got, man. Can you just talk to us about Coach Parker?
So I didn't really get to experience Coach Parker, the coach. I experienced Coach Parker to the man that I come up to and see his energy in practice, see how affectionate he is, see how passionate he is on the sideline in practice. So like, and that translated to the kids for real, to Q, to Avery, to all the Nazir, to all the young boys who coming up for real, for real. So like, his energy for sure was affectionate for sure, and that's always what I seen when I the few times that I came to practice and came to check out a few games and stuff on the sideline. So yeah, he good people, so for sure.
That leadership piece of it, how are you growing in that area now that it's your third season? So I'm quite
Oh,
sure
yeah.
they're expecting more out of you now in that area.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, but they for sure, I ain't gonna say they expected more. It's honest at this point, it's just who I am. I'm a leader. I am a leader. I know God put me here to be a leader, to just be myself and just lead people, because I was a three-time captain at Toledo. So I'm just taking that same approach to that I was at Toledo to now, for real, for real. I got my feet wet in the league. I'm just being accountable, being a dependable teammate, being reliable, being where I'm supposed to be, and motivating my bros to not be complacent and to chase greatness, for real, for real. And not by what I say, but how I attack the day, how I come to show up at work, how I take care of my body, how I eat, how I stretch, how my recovery plans and stuff like that. How I train. So like, I ain't really the big, I'm not about to be rah-rah talking. That's not really who I am. But if you watch how I work, you go figure out a lot of stuff. If you come up with me and have one-on-one conversations, we go chop it up and we go really have some man-to-man conversations, and we go get better from it. So that's kind of like, I just be myself for real, for real. At the end of the day, I'm naturally a leader, and I know that, and I just don't try to force it. Just let whatever God put on my heart, just let it pour out, and when it happened, it happened.
And you can speak to this from the standpoint that coming in as a rookie, you're coming in, you learn the ropes, people you are watching, you're paying attention to those things. Now people are looking at you now, you know, so the new group that come in,
For real.
how was that going for you now that spotlight is on you and people looking for you from that standpoint?
Now, honestly, it'd be funny to me, for real, for real, because when I look at myself, I'm still trying to learn so much. I'm trying. But my young bros, my I don't call them my little bros, my teammates who are a little younger than me, they look at me as the OG. I said, I'm like, dang, just because I got a bald head, bro, I ain't the OG though, bro. I'm 25. Like, I'm trying to figure it out just like y'all is, bro. So it just be funny to me how quickly that transition come from rookie to OG. Like, dang, I'm on year four, y'all calling me the OG. What y'all gonna be calling me when I'm year 10 is like,
You don't want to know, man. I ain't got called Unc out here, and I'm like, bro, when the hell did I become Unc?
dang, you Unc
Bro,
status
exactly.
now?
I'm unk now. I'm like, this is crazy.
I don't
The
know what happened
disrespect.
after unk. Like, is
I
it
don't, hey, listen,
clamps?
somebody
Like,
call me
what?
something after unk, it's gonna be a misunderstanding.
Yeah, like what? I don't know what's after unk. You
Man, that's
going down?
scary, man.
Yeah, that's
It's
scary.
respect and scary at the same time, right? Because, like, man, I don't feel that old. You don't feel that old at all, right? It's like, man, but now they see you in a different light. You know,
Yeah.
that's more to me recognition, like people recognizing you for who you are and what you stand for. So
Facts
just
though.
seeing that they putting that title on you already is like, man, that's big ups to you because, like, you're moving along the lines now, man. And now
Yeah.
you that mentor now, you know, for these others now. And how
No.
is that going for you now, being that mentor guy? So it's like people looking for you for advice. Hey, how do you handle this, Tyson? You had an
Yeah.
injury. You're now in your third year. You're moving along in that process. Now people got questions for you. How are you handling that?
And like I said, it's easy. I don't force nothing. I don't do nothing. I be myself. I'm the same person every day. I just try to be a motto of consistency for real, and just be there. Like I said, I was a three-time captain at Toledo, so like
Yep.
I'm used to my bros coming up to me with problems. I'm used to having to go hear a problem in the locker room and, hey coach, this was going on right now. This how the guy's feeling. This was happening. I'm used to guys coming to me with problems of an injury. I'm used to people coming up to me with problems and me to, if I don't have a solution to, hey, I try to find it for you the best I can. So I'm kind of used to this. So this ain't really, it's not really nothing crazy to me, because it's just a normal day in the life of Tyson, for real, that everybody just starting to see that I'm that leader. But this really been who I've been my whole life.
We were talking earlier about your experience at Ed Block, and you mentioned the children that you were, spending time with over there. I wanted to circle back to when we talked last year about the McKinley Broncos. I think at that point in time, you were really starting to get some things ramped up with them. I just want to know just kind of where things are at with the program and kind of what you've been able to kind of springboard with them.
Yeah, so right now the head coach of the Broncos, Mr. Moorhead, he passed away. So his son has been taking over a lot. Lil Dwayne has been taking over a lot of stuff. And when I went there last year, I felt like I wasn't touching enough kids. I needed to touch more kids than just the McKinley Broncos for like it's bigger than just my little league though. I love my little league, but it's way bigger than that. So I got a camp June 7th up at Ottawa Hills High School. My boy Coach Carter, Brandon Carter, head coach of Ottawa Hills High School, been training me since I was 14 to right now, for real, one of the best trainer I've ever had in my life, for real. And he the head coach of the school, so we having the McKinley Broncos Tyson Anderson Skills Camp. But I make sure my McKinley Broncos bros family get out there and be kind of the first ones registered. And it's gonna be a free camp. And so we go get out there and have a blast for real. For I got a couple camps in the summer, really like three, really. So it's gonna be a busy summer, but it always is. So I ain't nothing not normal. So I'm just now nah, it's just more spotlight on it. So it's all love. So
Do you have a website for the that upcoming camp that you can share?
I got a registration link that's gonna be out soon, but I got a flyer that's you go like the flyer. You go like the flyer crazy after all this talk. After this talk, once you see the flyer, you're like, dang, he crazy for that flyer. Shout out to Black
Okay.
Tie Management though for getting everything right. My boy Purvis put the got the flyer together and hooked it all up. So shout out to them for sure.
All right, hey, make sure you get that in our hands, man, and we'll do what we do with it. You know what I
Oh yeah,
mean?
I for sure will. I am. I'm gonna send it right to you.
So you mentioned like just like you wanted to kind of impact people just outside of the program there. With flag football being on the rise, has that been another area where you thought you could make some impact?
It's for sure. It's something that one of my teammates, Chris Evans, got his own flag football team. So it's for sure something that just got brought to my attention that I know I can do in my own city for sure. So it's for sure something that I'll probably be looking into maybe next summer or next spring or something to get some stuff in order for real.
No, I love to hear that, man, because I even up here, man, the way that this expanded, man, and I'm seeing these young girls now, man, what is this? There's some talented girls out here, man. They go play.
No,
I
yeah.
was like, man, they better than some of these boys I'd be out here watching play flag football.
No, yeah, them girls good, bro. They be moving. Like, I got a daughter, so I'm looking at all of it now. Me and her, we was watching film on South Carolina, UConn, the
Yes,
Texans
sir.
girl. I think Madison Hooker, I think her name is.
Oh, Booker, yeah,
Yeah,
Booker,
Booker. Yes, yeah,
she
man,
a bucket.
she's a bucket. I said, okay. I'm just trying to see, like, all right, how I gotta train my baby girl, because I'm not, I know my daughter gonna be tall, so like, I'm not having no coach know that we is not going to the post. Like, we know we about to be on this wing getting buckets, man, like, and rebounding and defending. We not going to play big man. Like, no, I'm looking at these girls out there. I'm like, okay, that's how they moving now. Okay, they look good out there. I'm like, oh, y'all, they getting real buckets out there. So it'd be sweet to watch the girls get down.
And they get into that NIL bag, man, just as much as the fellas is.
I swear, they getting paid. They getting paid. Them girls getting paid now. I love that everybody getting paid though. So that's, I'm looking at even some of my bros from Toledo getting the bag dropped off on them. I'm like, man, do y'all thing, man. Do y'all thing, bro. Don't spend all y'all money in Franklin Park Mall though, bro. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. No, I mean, they didn't have NIL in my day. So like, I mean, maybe, yeah, the only thing that I could have did with NIL is to transfer into another school after, like my senior year and then going to Gab. I mean, I don't know how much big schools was even paying back then, but, no, I wouldn't change nothing, though, nah. And that's exactly what I told my boy Quinyon Mitchell, the same thing. He had schools coming to try to poach him. I'm like, bro, you good where you at, bro. The NFL know your name. You don't got to chase a couple hundred thousand when you got – some M's that's about to touch your account soon if you keep doing what you're doing here. So that'd be my message to my bros who be trying to get poached by schools. It's like Toledo got the framework for greatness. It's been the last decade. Look, 15 years. If you look at the Toledo makeup, the Toledo roster, the Toledo guys in the league, they impact on NFL teams where they get drafted at. We putting them out there at a high rate. So why would you leave this to chase uncertainty when you know what's certain here? So, like, that's my message to all the people out there from small schools that's trying to lead to go get the bag at big schools. They go find you wherever you at, man. It don't matter.
And to that point, Tyson, as you know, them scouts is everywhere.
Oh, they everywhere. I'm everywhere. Hey, out the country. They everywhere. It don't matter where you at. Just put the work in and eventually to your work go match up with time, and it's going to be God's plan for real.
I mean, you know that firsthand, man. I mean, you went down in the Mobile and snapped, and then it went to the combine and snapped. But you had all the film before that to back up everything that you showed out there in those individual workouts.
I swear, because a lot of times you can go to a team where, all right, I'm safety one on this team. I'm safety one on my team right now. Oh, this school about to pay me 200 bands to be safety four? And now I ain't playing no more. Now I don't got no film. Now I can't get to the league, and that's my goal. But if your goal is just to run up a few hundred thousand, I mean, hey, do your thing. We all got different goals in this. My goal is to get to the league. Your goal could just be your goals, but, hey, my goals is different. So
I ain't. And you want to get to the show.
Got to get to the show.
And you there, and contract you on deck, as I mentioned earlier. And, brother, with the film that you put out there, man, these first 3 years, man, I can only imagine, man, what you in the lab working on right now for year four.
No, yeah, we working, man. Getting game from Hardy, Mike Ford, getting game from all the good gunners in the league, just so I can to try to add tools to my bag that I don't already got, and then just get better at the kickoff phase of the game and just being an all-around, just better player, period, for real. It's my – last year was my first year going through all 17 games, my first point of my career. So that was like a big milestone for me, not just because I'd be hurt, but just all the other unfortunate circumstances that played a point in my young NFL career to this point. So, like, yeah, I see the energy I need to play with. I see the how much more I got in the tank at the end when I'm like, because we get off that bus after Pittsburgh. And it's like, man, we're on a 5-game win streak, bro. I'm ready to go to the playoffs, bro. I ain't been to the playoffs yet. Like, I'm hungry. Like, I ain't been to the playoffs yet. I want to feel that feeling. And when I get to that end game, and it's like, dang, our playoff hopes dang near is low as heck right now. And I got more in the tank. It's like, okay. All right, I see how this. I see how I can navigate through this 17-game season. It feel long, but it go by quick, for real. Like, they go by quick. Like, that 17 is go by quick.
But you know what? I love how you kind of walk through that, man, because I could just see the hunger in you, bro. And I love that. Sometimes some cats, they get a little bit of taste of some success and they lose their hunger. I just see it in you, bro.
Nah, I'm hungry. I ain't gonna lie. I'm starving. I'm starving. I ain't did nothing yet to me. I mean, for my goals that I got for myself, I ain't just like some people probably be satisfied with this. I told you I'm trying to go deep. I didn't come here to be average. I didn't come here to give half effort. I didn't come here to half ass this what God gave me for real, for real. I came to my dad said, if you ain't gonna go hard, you might as well stay at the crib. And he told me, so I ain't going back to the crib. So, hey, I'm here. So it's time to get it.
Nah, that's what's
Yeah,
up.
that's my
So,
challenge.
where are you guys at with off-season workouts and everything right now?
Oh, we about to start back up with what's today's date? The 9th, the 10th?
Yep.
So we,
Ninth.
21st. So 11 days, 10 days away. Yeah.
Okay. So for you, man. So what you putting the final touches on just some of your strength training or what you got going on leading up to the start of the off-season stuff?
Just making sure my mobility is matching the strength that I'm adding to my frame for real, for real. I don't want to get strong, gain a couple pounds, and now I'm stiffer because I wasn't stretching as much as I should have been. I wasn't doing my hip mobility routines like I should have been. So just matching my strength stuff with my body work and making sure everything is tight going into OTAs.
Yep.
Man, yeah, how many pounds of muscle you pack on this coming season, man? From the
I'm,
frame standpoint.
yeah, I'm a, I usually play like my weight usually be like 208, 209, but this season I just want to play like a I just want to be a comfortable just 210 plus consistently all year, like 211 plus, 211 to 213 in that window for I but I just got to get a little stronger and just add a little bit more body armor for real, for that's all it really is to withstand these to 20 weeks, 30 weeks that we about to be out there banging. So that's where I'm at for
Well, like I told you earlier, man, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? Boy,
real.
you've been in that lab, bro.
No, I've been getting in. I ain't gonna lie. I really have been. So I appreciate that for sure. Been getting
Hope it
ready.
ain't messed up your bowling game though, but because you know
Ooh,
we still
come
on
on.
that.
You
Ooh.
do the math. You do the math though. If he accurate with his approach, he consistent with how he stepped down the lane, and he got stronger. I'm
Ooh,
gonna let you answer the question.
You see how he just did me?
I'm gonna just let you answer the question. I'm gonna just let you answer the question.
I still don't know.
We still don't know. We gonna figure out one day, man. One day. And if you better not be trash though, like, cause you keep bringing it up. So I know
I do.
you might have some tools deep in your bag that you gonna be pulling out. So
I
you
mean,
better not be throwing gutter balls and doing a bunch of weird stuff on out there, bro. Flying, now
I
you flying down the lane with the ball. Like, come on, you in the gutter with the ball. Like, come on, what you doing, bro?
Hey, listen, I'm
Throwing your
ready.
back
Listen.
out, throwing your back out because you, because you, because you, because you, because you unk status now.
Oh, look at him. Look,
Oh.
see, this how you know he comfortable with us, man. He coming in throwing them fireballs in my ass right now. I love it. I'll see you in May. That's all I got, sir.
Say no more. Say no
Yes,
more.
sir.
That's a
No,
bet.
man. Hey, I love that. I love that.
That's
Hey,
funny.
about let them
I
know,
love
man.
it. You
Let them
got
know.
to. You got to. You gotta let them know every once in a while. He
That's
keep
okay. I'm
bringing
gonna
it
let you
up. I'm
know
like,
too. Hey,
nah.
I'm gonna let you, hey, I brought it up for a reason. I'm ready. I was ready
I
last
know.
summer.
You for sure was. You really was, though. I give you that. You for sure was. You was. We gonna get it in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey,
All
man,
right.
brother, we appreciate you as always, man, for not only just this friendship, brotherhood, but just being a man of your word, man. Just
Oh, yeah.
with us being in this media space, bro, you don't know how many times people say, "Oh man, I'm gonna come on your show," or, "Oh man, I'm gonna be ready for that interview." Crickets.
Dang, that's crazy.
You've always been a man of your word, brother. And anybody that I know, our fans be like, "Man, they're like, why is it the guy from the Bengals, man, is the one that you guys have on the show?" And I said, "I wonder. You think about that. I'm not gonna say anything else about it." So my point is, bro, I just appreciate you. Just for,
Yeah.
you know, standing on business and just being a real one. So, man,
Appreciate
I
that
love
respect.
that.
And like I said, man, I gotta get my flowers back though. You feel me? I just always appreciate everybody who rock with me when when I feel like I'm not at my highest peak. I'm not the most popular player in the NFL. I'm not the most popular Bengal player, but I'm not the most popular dude at the Senior Bowl. I'm a small school kid, and you sought my family out for real, for real. And God don't make mistakes and stuff like that. So like, I knew when that moment happened and we connected for the first time, I knew that it was go deep for real, because God really don't make mistakes. And when he brings people in each other's lives, and the energy is good, the energy matched the right way, great things happen from it for real. So I just to appreciate y'all for just always to having the confidence and the ability to just come chop it up with me and my family, because it went a long way for real, and that simple conversation led to 3 years later we still chopping it up. So like,
Yes, sir.
it's all love for sure from my end, for sure. And I appreciate y'all for tapping in with me at the Senior Bowl, because it wasn't, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't have nobody really interview me that week that I was there. Like, nobody was worried about Tyson Anderson from Toledo. Like, in the media, man, in the media, this guy, everybody knew how I was on the football field for sure. But like, as far as the media and my media coverage and my media branding, nobody really knew who the small school kid was. And y'all was really one of the only groups that came and hollered at me though. So that's why,
Yep.
that's one of the reasons why I truly, for me, I'm always be a man of my word to y'all. I'm always be where I'm supposed to be for y'all, because y'all looked out to me and showed love to me when nobody was showing love. So that's what I respect about y'all for sure.
Nah, man. Hey, brother, that's real talk right there. And you know, I will tell you, man, that was the biggest thing for us, man, is we saw how hard you was going at practice. And I was telling Al, I said, man, I want to interview him, man. But I was like, I feel like he's so locked in, man. We might want to just wait. And that's kind of how we did. We kind of waited to
Yeah,
the end.
I was locked in. I ain't gonna lie. I already knew what was going on out there. I'm like, all right, bet. Y'all don't think I'm better than him, and him? Y'all think he gonna cook me? I'm not tough enough. I'm not good enough. All right, watch this. I gotta. All right. Now I'm gonna show y'all who I am. Then I gotta show y'all. I don't play like that.
You know
But
what's
yeah, you
crazy,
did.
Prez? We were more locked in with his family than we were with him. Like, we were
No,
talking to
dead
his family.
serious though. For sure. Like, for real. Like,
No,
really
because
though.
I know he was on business, right? I'm like, hey, let's go over there and chop it up with the fam, man. We'll figure that out on the back end.
Oh, yeah, it worked out perfect for real, for real. So
Yes, sir, man.
once you got Dukes and Nana and Mom on your side, hey, you dang near locked in.
Yeah,
One,
man.
because they great judges of character. I bring anybody around them, boy. Hey, they let me know something. Yeah, no, yeah, stay away from that. Nah, that energy ain't good. Nah.
See, man, our young ones, man, we need more people like that. We lose too many recipes. I don't get off too much into that, but y'all already know what I'm saying with that. We need the wisdom, man, of the people that come before us, man. And a part of the problem is with a lot of our younger generation is they don't be willing to listen. You
Yeah.
know, so. But no, man, I appreciate this brotherhood, and I appreciate when you come to Chicago. You let me know. I told you I might be in LA, but I will come back early. So,
Okay, say no more.
yeah.
It's gonna be
Yep.
all right. I'm gonna for sure. I'm gonna tap in with you, let you know for sure, because I gotta figure out the dates that we really go be down.
Okay.
We go be there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we go be
Hey.
there for sure.
All right. And
So that's
listen, I will come back. I'm a man of my word. You heard it here, audience. I will come back from LA early. Plus, I don't really need to be out there too much anyway, because I get in trouble out there in LA. So I'm a good one coming back early.
We out in LA acting a fool.
A plum pool.
No, it's beautiful out there though. It really is though. I was just out there, went out there for, I don't even, was I out there? Like right when the break started for my friend's birthday, for real. We had went out there, went to Lakers Celtics game. We was out there kicking it for real. So it's fun out there for sure. Good vibes. I got some family
Boy,
out there too, so it's smooth.
they got that stuff jumping now with Luka out there.
Yeah, it's only gonna get crazier the way he putting that ball in the basket.
That shit crazy, bro. I still can't believe that trade, and I don't know how they Silver approved that, but the Lakers boys, they
You know,
just on a different level right now.
yeah, they're on a different level right now, but we gonna see this playoff run. It's about to tell everything. You got Denver coach getting fired. How you get
What's that
fired?
about?
How you get fired a week before playoffs? I don't even know when the playoffs start, but I know it's about to be soon. How you imagine losing your head coach the couple of days before you about to go into a 7-game series? That just that sounds crazy. And you the
And
three seed or something, you playing real
yeah,
good.
the three
That's, yeah,
seed. But
that's crazy.
you know what? It's that star power. I guarantee you, Joker must have said something to somebody.
We gonna see. At this point, they about to let everybody go. Luka got
Yeah,
traded.
because
Everybody, anybody can get traded. I think Luka get traded.
we'll see the Grizzlies, they fired their coach too.
Yeah, they in the play. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, what's going on? Yeah,
Something going on, man.
they say it's tough to be a NBA head coach these days. Like, they just won a championship a couple years ago.
I don't get it, man. I do not get it, man. But to your point, man, we're gonna see when these playoffs roll around. I think this playoffs gonna be lit this year.
No, it's gonna be fun. And it's gonna be a lot of younger teams in there too. We got to see some young players, see what they gonna do in the playoffs. So it's gonna be sweet to see the young generation come in and do their thing for real, for real.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, man. Hey, Tyson, thank you so much, man, for making some time for us. And when you get the flyer and the link for the registration, let us know, and we'll pub that out there for you guys.
Okay, say no more. I'm gonna text you the video right now for the link.
All
I
right,
mean,
man.
for the flyer.
Okay, cool. I appreciate you, my man. Thanks again
All
for
right,
jumping
bet.
on. All
No doubt. Appreciate y'all.
right, now.
Sure.
Love, bro.
All right, now. Yep, love.
All right, Al, man. The trilogy, as I named this episode, the trilogy. The third time, man, we had that brother on this show.
Man, he's always impressive, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, Perez. Just talking with him always, he's genuine. He's down to earth, man. And you can see he come from just a good family, what they are and what they do and how they treat people. And he have always treated us with nothing but love and respect, man. So all power to him. Success, of course. I want to make sure his health is good as well. We wish him well, man. And I'm quite sure he gonna secure that bag.
Oh yeah, 100% he gonna secure that thing. Cause I know he don't want to be pigeonholed as the special teams ace, but I mean that's kind of how he made his niche in the league. And my whole thing is, you get in where you fit in, man. If that's
Yeah.
what it is on this first one, then guess what? The next contract, show them that, hey, now you're about to see this defensive game I'm on. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the good thing about him, bro, is you and I see he locked in. And
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
can't beat that right there. You going with the right mindset, man. You put the work in, nothing but great things come out of that.
Yeah, he don't do a whole lot of talking about himself, which I respect. You know, it's a lot of cats, man. They would. We was asking him specific questions about himself, man. He could still be talking about himself right now if he was that kind of guy.
Right.
Nah, he wasn't on that. He talked more about his teammates. He talked more about his family. I respect that, man. Like you said, man, he comes from a good stock, and you pulled up on his family. You know what I'm saying? And my thing was, you had the conversation with the whole family at the parade. Then I pulled up on his dad and his mom at the game, and they were just like, oh, yeah. They were like, man, you, Tyson said, you guys are the only ones to talk to him. And I'm sitting here like, that seemed weird. I'm like, they must not know ball, because I'm like, your son's been playing his ass off. Yeah, I said that. You know how I am, dude. And his dad was like laughing. I'm like, no, for real, all week. I was like, he's one of the most consistent guys. I said, I just didn't want to bother because he looks so locked in, you know, but, And then you talk about now entering his fourth year in the league, and he still is the same guy to me that he was when we pulled up on him at the Senior Bowl.
Same guy, bro. And that's one thing I respect the most about him. Not much has changed about him in that department, bro. You can see that with him, right? He's very genuine, still the same guy, still cares, man, and haven't forgotten where he came from. That's the type of guy you like being around. And just seeing him as a man growing up, man. And now, of course, he got a daughter as well, as you now talked about. It's like, this is a good dude, man. And I'm just happy for him, Perez, at this moment, man, because now it's time for us, as we always done, giving his flowers. We've done it every year, giving his flowers, man. This is the type of guy who earned that. So he earned our respect, and just always a joy just to chop it up with him.
And I will give him everything that he's asking for with the bowling shit too. Whenever he makes a decision to come to Chicago and pull up, because yeah, when he said that, man, my jaw tightened. I was like, say less, say less.
That gotta happen, man. We got to get him on the bowling, bro. Because right now, just seeing how he came at you today, bro, I was like, uh-oh, shots fired.
All right now. And he did it to the right somebody. But I
There
can't wait to show him what's up.
you go, bro. Because he haven't seen you yet. It's gonna be
Nah.
interesting, man. But the dude, like you say, he's fit, man. He packed on some muscle. I'm a little scared for a second. I'm like, hey, man, the brother fit, bro. Like,
Yeah, he listen, he got some shoulders now, but shit, so do I. I see you, Tyson, though. I see you. And but I respect that though, man, because all that is, that ain't nothing but like how we all, you know what I'm saying, when you and I first linked up with each other, that's how we was, man. And that's how I know. I'm like, This ain't no media relationship at this point, man. I'm like, I love, he just came for me. I'm like, yeah, I like
Yeah.
that. Cool. Just wait. Because when we meet up in live person and I got some of that liquor in me, I ain't gonna let up.
You the best person to be around when you got a little bit of that extra in you, bro. He gonna love you, bro, after this. I'm telling you, man. He's gonna like see you in a different light. I'm like, yeah, that's why that's my guy there, man. That's why
That's
friends and
it.
I have been rocking together a long time.
And we got lots of stories, but audience, that ain't none of y'all business.
Exactly.
But hey, audience, man, we are glad to be back on here. I know that I had the Senior Bowl episode that we did probably what about a month and a half ago, and it's been all this free agency and all this. There's been a lot of news going on, and we haven't been on the show podcasting about it, but we have been writing about a lot of this stuff. So A-Dub and I are going to get back on the show next week. And we're going to be talking about some of the workouts that are be going on at Hallis Hall. I spent some time this week at Hallis Hall for the first workouts. I will be writing about that this week. But no, A-Dub and I will be back next week. And we're going to chop it up with you guys and give our thoughts about the offseason and get you guys ready for the draft. You know what I mean, A-Dub?
Yes, sir. You're looking forward to that, Perez. I mean, to your point, man, a lot of work been done, bro, in the back scene of things. And you're right. You and I have both been busy, man, involved in so much stuff, man, with the program that we got going on. So you know what? We're just looking forward to getting back, talking about the Bears and looking forward to just chopping it up with the people who are listening to with us, man. So it's gonna be a joy, bro.
Yes, sir. Audience, until next time, you know how we do over here. Bear the fuck down, and we are out. A-Dub, I'll let you later.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.